Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nat Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. As a Man Thinketh by James Allen is a short, enduring classic in the self-help and personal philosophy tradition. Built on a simple premise, the quality of a person's life is shaped, in large measure, by the quality of their thoughts. This complete and annotated edition expands the original work with commentary, historical context, and a biographical look at Allen, helping modern readers understand why this slender book has remained influential across generations. Written in the early 20th century, the text reflects a period when ideas about character, moral responsibility, and self-mastery were central to popular discussions of success. Rather than offering quick fixes, Allen frames personal change as an inward discipline. Cultivate constructive thinking, align habits with ideals, and let consistent inner work express itself in outward results. The annotations and contextual material can clarify older language, connect Allen's themes to his life and era, and guide readers in translating lofty principles into practical reflection and daily practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, thought as the root of character and circumstance. A central topic in As a Man Thinketh is the claim that thought is not merely a private mental activity, but the seedbed of character and, over time, of lived experience. Allen argues that repeated patterns of thinking solidify into habits. Habits shape decisions, and decisions accumulate into outcomes that look like fate from the outside. The book therefore invites readers to treat the mind as a garden. Whatever is continually planted and watered will grow, whether it is resentment, fear, and excuse-making, or courage, integrity, and purpose. This idea does not deny external conditions, but it emphasizes the part that remains under personal responsibility, the interpretation of events, the chosen response, and the willingness to improve one's inner life even when circumstances are difficult. In an annotated edition, readers can expect guidance on how the work's older moral vocabulary fits its time and how its key metaphor supports practical self-auditing. The topic encourages identifying recurring inner narratives, tracing how they influence daily behavior, and replacing unhelpful mental loops with more deliberate, constructive thinking that supports better choices and more stable character. Secondly, self-mastery through discipline and moral responsibility. Another major theme is self-mastery, the idea that personal freedom grows from inner governance rather than external control. Allen presents discipline as an ethical practice, not simply productivity. In this framing, the person who blames conditions, other people, or luck remains internally scattered, while the person who accepts responsibility for their mental habits gains the power to change direction. This is not about self-punishment, it is about training attention, filtering impulses, and choosing principles that can guide action when emotions surge. The text often links mastery with character, suggesting that strength is built by repeated choices in ordinary moments, resisting corrosive thoughts, speaking honestly, working patiently, and correcting errors without self-deception. In a complete and annotated edition, commentary can help readers translate the book's firm tone into modern practice, distinguishing healthy responsibility from unrealistic self-blame. The topic becomes actionable when readers identify a few high-leverage behaviors tied to their thinking, such as procrastination fueled by fear or conflict fueled by pride, and then design small daily disciplines that support steadier inner leadership. Thirdly, purposeful thinking and the power of ideals. Allen places strong emphasis on purposeful thinking, directing the mind toward a clear aim instead of letting it drift into worry, fantasy, or bitterness. He connects this to ideals, suggesting that what a person consistently holds in mind becomes a blueprint for behavior. In practical terms, an ideal can function like a compass. It does not guarantee immediate results, but it shapes choices, priorities, and resilience. The book encourages readers to choose a worthy aim and to align thoughts with it, arguing that scattered thoughts produce scattered lives. The historical context included in an annotated edition can illuminate why this focus on moral and purposeful striving resonated in Allen's era, when personal improvement literature often blended spirituality, ethics, and practical ambition. For modern readers, the topic translates into clarifying what success actually means, selecting a guiding value such as service, craftsmanship, health, or learning, and then using that value to evaluate daily decisions. The key insight is that purposeful thinking is not daydreaming. It is sustained mental alignment that gradually turns intention into habit and habit into visible progress. Fourthly, attitude, emotional life, and the inner climate. As a Man Thinketh treats emotions and attitudes as products of inner cultivation rather than fixed traits. Allen suggests that anger, envy, despondency, and anxiety are often reinforced by the thoughts we repeatedly entertain, while calmness, goodwill, and confidence are strengthened by deliberate mental choices and consistent self-reflection. This does not mean emotions can be switched off on command, but it frames emotional stability as a skill that can be practiced. The inner climate concept is useful, the mind can be stormy or clear, and the weather is influenced by what is allowed to linger there. In a well-annotated edition, commentary may help readers interpret Allen's claims in a balanced way, acknowledging modern understandings of stress, mental health, and the limits of willpower, while still extracting the practical value of his emphasis on attention and reframing. Applied today, this topic suggests observing emotional triggers, identifying the beliefs underneath them, and replacing absolutist thinking with more accurate, constructive interpretations. Over time, a healthier attitude supports better relationships, steadier work, and a more resilient response to setbacks. Lastly, success, work, and the ethics of achievement, Allen connects success to inner qualities such as integrity, persistence, and clarity of mind rather than to shortcuts or mere desire. In his view, achievement is an outward expression of inward order. Disciplined thinking leads to disciplined action, which yields more reliable results. He also implies an ethical dimension to success, arguing that lasting improvement in circumstances is tied to improvement in character. This theme can be especially relevant in an era saturated with fast tactics, because it reframes success as something built through consistent effort and honest self-development. The historical context in this edition can help readers understand how Allen's message fits within early self-help movements that emphasize moral uplift, personal responsibility, and the dignity of work. For contemporary readers, the topic encourages examining how daily work reflects inner standards, how one handles distractions, how one responds to criticism, and whether goals are pursued in ways that align with personal values. It also invites a practical question: are current results consistent with current habits of thought? If not, the book argues that changing the mental and ethical foundation is the most reliable path to different outcomes. In conclusion, this edition of As a Man Thinketh is best suited for readers who want a compact, principle-driven approach to personal change, including those interested in the roots of modern self-help, mindset training, and character-based success. It can benefit a reader's life by shifting attention from external blame to internal agency. The reader is encouraged to examine habitual thoughts, refine attitudes, and build self-discipline that carries into relationships, work, and long-term goals. The added commentary, historical context, and biographical material are especially helpful for readers who have heard the book's reputation but want clearer guidance on how to interpret its early 20th century language and moral framing in a modern way. Compared with many similar books that rely on trendy frameworks or extensive programs, this work is worth buying because it is concise, foundational, and reusable. It reads like a set of core principles that can be revisited whenever life becomes real. The annotated format also adds value by providing interpretive scaffolding, making it easier to apply the ideas thoughtfully rather than treating them as simplistic slogans. If you would like to support James Allen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.